Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, on this Feast of St. Alphonsus. It is good to be here. It is really, really good to be here. I know it's kind of tough sometimes. I know that it's perhaps even tougher than I can imagine. But God is always with us. God loves us and wants us even more than our human fathers or mothers did at their best of times. To have help, to have peace, to have a sense of clarity about God's love and about what we're going to do, to have the ability to discern our path is, I think, what I meant by what we're going to do. Rather than a clarity about what we're going to do, I think I go with, I want us to have this sense of discernment, this ability to understand the patterns and the rules in which God works, so that God can help us to be able to gain clarity about what the options are, make choices with confidence, and move away from all those things that keep us bound in darkness, in anxiety, in negativity, in worry, in this constant cycle of worrying and never really knowing how we're going to get to our end goal, and feeling like we're not able to accomplish something good or meaningful with our lives. Let's pray the Divine Office in the shortened form that we have in the last few days. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So this is actually a day where I'm trying to fast, trying to join all those young people, young adults who went up to Rome on a pilgrimage. This is their great day of penance today, August 1st, this Friday. And after this, we have the First Friday devotion streamed to you on YouTube by the Marians of the Immaculate Conception. So I pray that God's going to sustain me. I pray that God makes this a place of new life, a place where my life, I find the strength to live out the things that I've known for weeks and weeks that I should do or should avoid. St. Alphonsus the Gory. Bless our God, you nations of the world. He has given us life. Alleluia. Psalm 16:6 is our prayer. Cry out with God. Cry out with joy to God, all the earth. O sing to the glory of his name. O render him glorious praise. Say to God, how tremendous are your deeds. Because of the greatness of your strength, your enemies cringe before you. Before you, all the earth shall bow, shall sing to your name. Come and see the works of the Lord God, tremendous his deeds among men. Before you, all the earth shall bow, shall sing to your name. Come and see the works of God, tremendous his deeds among men. Bless our God, all you nations of the earth. He has given us life. Alleluia. Help us to be sorry. I'm sorry for my sins, but I need to be much more sorry. And I need to be truly contrite. Even for the little ways, even for the ongoing habits that are less severe than some people's sins. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river dry shod. Let our joy then be in him. He rules forever by his might. His eyes keep watch over the nations. Let rebels not rise against him. O peoples, bless our God. Let the voice of his praise resound. Of the God who gave life to our souls and kept our feet from stumbling. Bless our God, you nations of the world. He has given us life. Alleluia. For you, O God, have tested us. You tried us as silver is tried. You led us, God, into the snare. You laid a heavy burden on our backs. You let foes ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but then you brought us relief. Bless our God, you nations of the world. He has given us life. Alleluia. Burnt offering, I will bring to your house. To you I will pay my vows. The vows which my lips have uttered, which my mouth spoke in my distress. I will offer burnt offerings of fatlings with the smoke of burning rams. I will offer bullocks and goats. Bless our God, you nations of the world. He has given us life. Alleluia. Come in here, all you who fear God. I will tell what he did for my soul. To him I cried aloud with high praise ready on my tongue. If there had been evil in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly God has listened. He has heeded the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God who did not reject my prayer nor withhold his love from me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Bless our God, you nations of the world. He has given us life. Alleluia. Alleluia. So for this shortened divine office, we can begin to look and read from the second letter of the Apostle Paul to the Corinthians. If I must boast, I will make a point of my weaknesses. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus knows, blessed be he forever, that I do not lie. In Damascus, the Tetrarch of King Aurelius was keeping a close watch on the city in order to arrest me. But I was lowered in a basket through a window in the wall and escaped his hands. I must go on boasting, however useless it may be, and speak of visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man who, in Christ, 14 years ago, whether he was in or outside the body, I cannot say. Only God can say, a man who was snatched up to the third heaven. I know that this man, whether inside or outside his body, I do not know, God knows, was snatched up to paradise to hear words about which cannot be uttered, words which no man may speak. About this man I will boast, but I will do no boasting about myself, unless it be about my weaknesses. And even if I were to boast, it would not be folly in me, because I would only be telling the truth. But I refrain, lest anyone think more of me than what he sees in me or hears from my lips. As to the extraordinary revelations, in order that I might not become conceited, I was given a thorn in the flesh, an angel of Satan, to beat me and keep me from getting proud. 3 times I begged the Lord that this might leave me. He said to me, my grace is enough for you, for my in power, in weakness, power reaches perfection. And so I willingly boast of my weaknesses instead, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I am content with weakness, with mistreatment, with distrust, with persecutions and difficulties for the sake of Christ. For when I am powerless, it is then that I am strong. What a fool I have become! You have driven me to it. You are the ones who should have been commending me, even though I am nothing. I am in no way inferior to the super apostles. Indeed, I have performed among you with great patience the signs that show the apostle. Signs and wonders and deeds of power, in what way are you inferior to the other churches except in this, that I was no burden to you? Forgive me this injustice. Responsory prayer. Willingly I boast of my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For my power is made perfect in weakness. We possess this treasure in earthen vessels to show that its surpassing power comes from God. For my power is made perfect in weakness. So you see, we're going to have a beautiful reading about the patron saint of vocations, patron saint of moral theologians, patron saint of... It's one more thing. I can't remember, but he's also the patron saint of... It was very interesting. I looked at Father Showery's email this morning, and it seems I've lost contact with the internet, which is not that much fun, but it's okay. But he is a doctor of the church, St. Alphonsus Liguori. St. Alphonsus is a remarkable bishop and doctor. So he was a canon lawyer. He left the legal profession and entered the priesthood. And then he founds the Congregation of the Most Holy Redeemer. To foster the Christian life, he applied himself to preaching among the peoples and writing books of moral theology, of which he is considered a master. And then he was chosen a bishop some place in Italy and soon resigned his office in order to work with his conferences in certain places. He died in 1786 from a sermon by St. Alphonsus Liguori, Bishop. All holiness and perfection of soul lies in our love for Jesus Christ, our God, who is our Redeemer and our Supreme Good. It is part of the love of God to acquire and to nurture all the virtues which make a man perfect. Has not God, in fact, won for himself a claim on all our love? From all eternity, he has loved us, and it is in this vein that he speaks to us. O man, consider carefully that I loved you first. You had not yet appeared in the light of day, nor did the world yet exist, but already I loved you. From all eternity, I have loved you. Yet God knew that man is enticed by favors. He wished to bind him to his love by means of his gifts. I want to catch men with the snares, those chains of love in which they allow themselves to be entrapped, so that they will love me. And all the gifts which he bestowed on man were given to this end. He gave him a soul, made in his likeness, and endowed with memory, intellect and will. He gave him a body equipped with the senses. It was for him that he created heaven and earth and such an abundance of things. He made all these things out of love for man, so that all creation might serve man, and man in turn might love God out of gratitude for so many gifts. But he did not wish to give us only beautiful creatures. The truth is that to win for himself our love, he went so far as to bestow upon us the fullness of himself. The Eternal Father went so far as to give us his only Son. When he saw that we were all dead through sin and deprived of his grace, what did he do? Compelled, as the Apostle says, by the superabundance of his love for us, he sent his beloved Son to make reparation for us and to call us back to a sinless life. By giving us his Son, whom he did not spare precisely so that he might spare us, he bestowed on us at once every good grace, love, and heaven. For all these things are certainly inferior to the Son, who did not spare his own Son, he who did not spare his own Son, but handed him over for us all. How could he fail to give us along with his Son all good things? And I know that can sound really, really encouraging when you're kind of young like me, when you're trying to figure out your direction, but it can also sound very discouraging to certain types of situations, right? But anyway, the responsory prayer is, the Lord fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him. Everyone who is a child of God, God does not sin, for God's seed remains in him. The Lord watches over all who love him. Blessed be our God from age to age and forever. Amen. Let's pray out of the Common of Pastors. Christ is the good shepherd who laid down his life for his sheep. Let us praise and thank him as we pray, nourish your people, Lord. Christ, you decided to show your merciful love through your holy shepherds. Let your mercy always reach us through them. Through your vicars, you continue to perform the ministry of shepherd of souls. Direct us always through our leaders. through your holy ones, the leaders of your people, you served as physician of our bodies and of our spirits. Continue to fulfill your ministry of life and holiness in us. You taught your flock through the prudence and love of your saints. Grant us continual growth in holiness under the direction of our pastors. You marvelously illumined your church through distinguished leaders and holy men and women, where Christians rejoice always in such splendor. You forgave the sins of your people when their holy leaders, like Moses, sought your compassion. Through their intercession, continue to purify and sanctify your holy people. In the midst of their brothers and sisters, you anointed your holy ones and filled them with the Holy Spirit. Fill all the leaders of your people with the same Spirit. You yourself are the only visible possession of our holy pastors. Let none of them, won at the price of your blood, remain far from you. The shepherds of your church keep your flock from being snatched out of your hand. Through them you give your flock eternal life. Save those who have died, those for whom you gave up your life. Thank you for making me a digital missionary and even a catechist. I continue to walk on this vocational formation journey, confident that you are leading me to higher levels of knowledge of spiritual maturity and to a lifelong ministry of serving you. Continue to sustain us and help us. Make us able to focus on you throughout our days and to be filled with the sublime joy that comes not from accomplishment, but only from our relationship with you and with others. Make us make reparation to your Sacred Heart this day of the Sacred Heart, this first Friday. Grant Bill your help. Help those who are lonely and console them, especially those who never married or spent time in locations that are far from family and friends. Be with the people who are all alone in life, who have no one to look out for them. Help those who have the opportunity to stand before the Blessed Sacrament, to give you help and comfort, but also to receive comfort on behalf of others. Guide me in this divine online ministry. Guide our whole team in all of our online ministries here. Pray for all of your intentions, and I pray that I will have the grace to pray for you all day if necessary. Pray constantly, says St. Paul. While I might not be able to literally pray constantly for you, but I pray that God will stir up a greater desire in me to be willing to sacrifice for others, but also to be rejoicing in Him more and more, rejoicing in the right things, and not filled with inordinate attachments or desires. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Bring salvation to your people, Lord. Bring salvation to those who readily await you. St. Alphonsus Liguori prayer. For the final prayer, Father, you constantly build up your church by the lives of your saints. Give us grace to follow St. Alphonsus in his loving concern for the salvation of men, and to come to share his reward in heaven. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us everlasting life. Amen. Praying for your intentions continues now. I just wanted to take a look at something on my desk one moment. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Let's take a moment to read one of the readings that was read at the Mass today. Oh, we have two sets. Friday? What do we? No, we don't. We just have one. Okay. Sometimes they have a special set of readings for the Mass of the day for the saint, but I believe this one is significant enough to where the readings will be themed around whatever they are for St. Alphonsus, because this feast is so significant that it's actually a mandatory memorial. The Lord said, a reading from the book of Leviticus. The Lord said to Moses, "These are the festivals of the Lord, which you shall celebrate at their proper time with a sacred assembly. The Passover of the Lord falls on the 14th day of the first month, at the evening twilight. The 15th day of this month is the Lord's feast of unleavened bread. For 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the first of these days you shall hold a sacred assembly and do no sort of work. On each of the 7 days you shall offer an oblation to the Lord. Then on the 7th day you shall again hold a sacred assembly and do no sort of work." The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the children of Israel and tell them, when you've come into the land which I am giving you and reap is your harvest, you shall bring a sheath of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest, who shall wave the sheath before the Lord, that it may be acceptable for you. On the day after the Sabbath, the priest shall begin to do this. Begin with the day after the Sabbath, the day on which you bring the wave offering sheath. You shall count 7 full weeks, and then on the day after the 7th week, the 15th day, you shall present the new cereal offering to the Lord. The 10th of this 7th month is the Day of Atonement, when you shall hold a sacred assembly and mortify yourselves and offer an oblation to the Lord. The 15th day of this 7th month is the Lord's Feast of Booths, which you shall continue for 7 days. On the first day there shall be a sacred assembly, and you shall do no sort of work. For 7 days you shall offer an oblation to the Lord, and on the eighth day you shall again hold a sacred assembly and offer an oblation to the Lord. On that solemn closing you shall do no sort of work. These, therefore, are the festivals of the Lord, on which you shall proclaim a sacred assembly and offer an oblation to the Lord, burnt offerings and cereal offerings, sacrifices and libations as prescribed for each day. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let's continue to pray. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world.